Nolte, flailing Virginia Dems mistakenly addressed SCOTUS request to wrong court. By John Nolte on May 12, 2026. Virginia Attorney General J. Jones, D., appears to have gotten his law license from Minnesota's Quality Learning Center. After misspelling Virginia and Senator on a recent appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court, Jones's office fired off an appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States that's addressed to, lol, the Supreme Court of Virginia. In the first case, no spell check? The Attorney General's office doesn't use spell check? In the second case of addressing the petition to the wrong court, I'm speechless at this level of incompetence, especially after all those misspellings and when this case is won. The most important thing on the planet to Democrats right now. I mean, even more important to them than sterilizing children. And two, Democrats know the national spotlight is focused on this battle. Just so everyone's up to date. On Friday, in a 4-3 decision, Virginia's state Supreme Court overturned an April 21 redistricting referendum that was narrowly approved by voters on April 21. Had the referendum stood, Democrats would have gerrymandered Virginia's congressional districts in a way that created 10 Democrat seats and one Republican seat. Currently, Democrats hold only a one-seat advantage of 6-5. The court killed the referendum because General Assembly Democrats violated clearly stated procedures laid out in the state constitution for changing the state constitution. After the court announced that the gerrymander scheme was dead and buried, state and national Democrats freaked out. First, they planned to decapitate an entire branch of government, the judiciary, by passing a law that would drop the retirement age to 54. Why 54? Because the youngest member of the court is 55. And so, after all seven justices became ineligible to serve, Democrats would appoint seven justices who had pre-agreed to uphold the gerrymander referendum. Democrats also planned to kill a 2020 referendum that passed by a 2-1 vote, creating a nonpartisan commission to handle redistricting. By overturning that referendum, Democrats could draw whatever map they wished. Finally, in a last-ditch appeal effort, the Attorney General filed this request for the Supreme Court of the United States to intervene, but addressed it to the same Virginia Supreme Court Democrats want to annihilate. Here's what's so revealing. State Democrats, including newly elected Governor Abigail Spanberger, who ran on the promise not to redistrict, sold this April referendum to voters with the pitch that this was a temporary change to stop the bad orange man. In other words, this was a one-time deal. Democrats would redistrict for a 10-1 advantage for only 2026, and then the redistricting would go back to the commission voters approved in 2020. So Democrats have gone from just a temporary change to off with the heads of the state Supreme Court. And let's just kill the 2020 referendum. These people are nuts. And they are obviously so frantic with anger and humiliation. The sociopathic Attorney General, and he is a sociopath, is failing on the basics of his profession. Virginia Democrats grab hold of every lever of state power and immediately botch everything, from the handling of the referendum to the appeals to save it from their botchery. Oh, and between the state and national party, Democrats spent tens of millions of dollars to botch it, to humiliate themselves, to look feckless and incompetent and greedy for power at any cost. It's all rather glorious, isn't it?